Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. You know, this year's Southwest Believers Convention was an amazing time of being in God's presence and growing in His Word. My dad, Kenneth Copeland, opened our eyes to see the truth about the power of our words spoken in faith. Well, today we're going to find out how faith can move the mountains out of your life. Remember to download the free study notes for this week. You can go to kcm.org/notes. Use them now, follow along every day, and then later use them for your own personal study. They've got scriptures, everything you need, pastors, to preach a great message if the Lord tells you to. We don't mind. And partners, as you know, KCM is celebrating 50 years of ministry this year. So let's take a look at some of the milestones from the first decade, and I'll be back after the message to pray with you.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries celebrates 50 years of ministry.
Amen. And I'll tell you right now, just like God told me back there 21 years ago in Arkansas riverbed in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when He commissioned me into this ministry, He told me back there then, He said, I want you to preach this gospel from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. And that's what we're doing. Not all that many years ago, the Lord said to me, I am coming so soon. I want this uncompromised word of faith and the message of it on every available voice, all media. Mark chapter 11, if you please. We're going to be talking about mountain moving faith. Praise God. All right, 11:11. Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. When He had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening spent all day there was come, He went out unto Bethany with the 12. On the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, He was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, He came, if haply He might find anything thereon. And when He came to it, He found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, He spoke to the tree, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And His disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And He taught. Now, the mission was not the cleansing of the temple. I want you to get this. The mission was not the cleansing of the temple. The mission was to preach and teach the Word. Mm-hmm. That's what you do to get rid of unbelief. You teach the Word. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This is very, very vital information. Amen. Amen. Because you and I have the same faith. We have the same spirit. Amen. It'll work just exactly the same way in here this morning that it worked anywhere in Jesus' ministry on the earth. Hallelujah. Missed a good place to say amen right there. Amen. Glory. All right. But he had to clean that temple. Amen. He had to clean that place out for the word to be preached in power. Amen. Now, he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. When evening was come, he went out of the city, so he went back to Bethany. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now, the thing that is special to see right here, faith was working the moment he released it. The word was working. Faith was working the moment he released it. But it didn't hit, it didn't affect the leaves first. Huh? Spiritual things always go to the root. Always. Let me say this to you and think about this. Before you and I were born again, just like all other people, we were outside in people. Particularly if you like Gloria and I, we needed everything, you know, and somebody else had it all. We didn't have anything. And so this causes people to want to go out there and get it if they have to take it away from somebody. But once you get born again, we become inside out people instead of outside in people, because the kingdom of God now is on the inside of you, and that's where everything you need is in the kingdom, and it's the invisible power of faith that'll draw it out of the kingdom and manifest it in your hand. Amen? Amen. All right. Now, yeah, thank you, Lord. Say this with me. In the name of Jesus,
I am
God inside minded. Not just God in heaven minded. God is in me now. Hallelujah. Become God inside minded. We get to the place when you're praying, you're not seeing God way off over there somewhere. No, he's right here. He's right here. Whoa. Know ye not your body's a temple of the Holy Ghost? He said, I'll walk in them, I'll be their God, they be my people. Hallelujah. Ooh, my goodness, you can preach on that for a while. May do it. Now then, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering, now notice what Jesus' response to that was. Have faith in God. Now your King James reference will say, have the faith of God. Other translations say, have the God kind of faith. Well, which is correct, all of them. Amen. Have faith in God. Well, Brother Copeland, I sure would like to. He didn't say like to. He said have it. Well, I sure do want it. He didn't say want it. He said have it. Amen. If you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, you have it. It's in you right now. It was born in you when you got born again. That's the force that caused the new birth to take place. Amen. Now then, a little bit further here. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Not doubt where? In his heart. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Now notice this. Shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. Whatsoever he saith. Not whatsoever he believeth, but whatsoever he saith. You can believe, you say, boy, you know, I believe that. I just believe that. I believe Jesus is Lord. I believe he's the healer. I believe that. Oh, yeah. I do. I believe that. And never say it, and it'll never come to pass. Because with the heart, the spirit man, the inner man, God is a spirit. And you and I are spirit beings. And being spirit beings, we have the same capacity to do spiritual things that God has. We're created in his likeness. See, we have spiritual capacity about us. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself here. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Well, now, Brother Copeland, you know, That faith stuff doesn't work for me. Well, now for one thing, it just did. Because you've been having what you say and you said it don't work. See, this is spiritual law. It works in the positive, it works in the negative.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. So you just, if people would just think a minute. And just think for just a moment. You would never say that it doesn't work because you just really call Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, a liar. Because he says it does.
All right. Amen.
And he said, whosoever shall say.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. Those are spiritual laws. And you get in contact with those laws, they work. They'll work if you've been born again 5 seconds, if you've been born again 5 years, 50 years. You may be just probably the lousiest example of a Christian there is, but if you get a hold of that spiritual law, it'll work for you. Because it's not based on your conduct, it's based on Jesus' conduct. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, let me back up here a little bit. Amen. And make sure I'm on track. Now, this faith, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Now, that's the process from verse 22 to verse 25. That's the classic teaching on faith by Jesus. Amen. That is the way the faith of God works. Now, when you try to, I don't know. I've done it. My goodness. I just ball it up and all that. But it is so simple. You have to have help to misunderstand it. Do you understand? Amen.
Amen.
That's very, very simple. Yeah, but brother, don't start whining around. Just look at what the man said and say what the man said and do what the man said. And the man will do what he said.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you, I've been guilty of that, and I'm having to work on it this morning. The integrity of the written word of God, just like it is. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Now then, mountain moving faith. What is faith? Hebrews chapter 11, please. Now, faith is the substance, the cross reference says, the ground or confidence. One translation said it is the title deed of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen, things that are visible, were not made of things that do appear. So now, what is mountain moving faith? Mountain moving faith is a spiritual force. It is spiritual substance of things hoped for. Now then, thank you, Lord. Who then has this mountain moving faith? Let's go back over there to Mark 11. Let's look at that 23rd verse again. I want that to really, I want just a mental snapshot of it. Mark 11, 23. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Who has this mountain moving faith? Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, if you haven't done that, you need to do that before dark tonight. And look at that very carefully. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, I beseech you, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. He just called your body holy. Now, your body is a holy thing in the eyes of God. I mean, Jesus bled and died for the healing of the thing. Amen. Let's continue to read here. And be not conformed to this world, But you be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man or every person that is among you. Well, we already found out who you is. All in Rome called to be saints, called to be born again. Don't let the word saint throw you. That doesn't mean you have to have so many miracles and all that. No, no. The word translated saint actually means to sanctify or to separate unto. So when you got born again, what happened? We were delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. See what happened in that action there? That was when you were separated unto, amen, and the King James translation calls you a saint. So accept it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Because he's not talking about the way you really look. He's talking about the way he sees you. And if you look at yourself through that blood, brother, I'm telling you, you look just a whole bunch better than you did before. Now, notice this. Notice it. This is part of that. Not to every man among you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man among you. Now, if you come from Rome, that's fine. If you come from Fort Worth, Dallas, if you come from Lima, Peru, you come, I don't care, mighty Cabo, Venezuela, I don't care where you're from. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, glory to God, then he's dealt unto you the measure of faith.
Download your free copy of the BVOV broadcast study notes now at kcm.org/notes. Use them to follow along with the broadcast during your personal time or for group Bible study. Now you can put your ears and eyes on God's message of victory to plant it deep in your heart. We're believing this additional ministry tool will benefit you, bless your study time, and will help you to grow from faith to faith. Go to kcm.org/notes today. We're here for you.
What does it take to hit a target with precision? You need the right equipment, instruction, and discipline. Your words are important. They have impact, point you in a certain direction, and determine your future. God's word promises you a blessed life. Choosing to agree with his promises plays a critical part in accomplishing his plan for your life. Put God's word to work with Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results. God's word is a living word. Speaking it in faith changes you and the circumstances around you. As you listen to this teaching, begin to speak God's word out loud so you can hear it. His words, applied daily, make small goals and lifetime dreams become reality. No matter where you are in life, you can make powerful changes that will transform your future. Start today and target your words for his results. Be empowered to live blessed in every way. Request your free copy of Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc or download from our website. Discover God's Word as your source for an abundant life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Ask for Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results. Yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days.
Our product offer this week is an audio series by my dad called Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results. This is a seven message series on MP3 that we're sowing into your life for free. You know, we all have the choice of what words we speak, so let's speak living words. Let's choose words that bring life, words that bring healing. My dad, you know, knows a thing or two about your words and about how to use them properly to receive from God what He promises us. This will help you to talk right, think right, and to make good life decisions. Look to Jesus. You know, He is there for you. Be sure to request your free copy or download it free on kcm.org. You know what? I want to pray for you today. Father, I thank You that You have given us the words to say. These words lead to life. These words lead to peace of mind, Lord. Your Word says we have the mind of Christ. And we receive that today, Lord. And we make a decision today that we will use our words and we will speak good things over our mind, good things over our abilities, our intelligence, our thinking. Father, we receive the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see you again tomorrow. And until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's free TV offer. Order your copy today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. And in 2018, April 5th through 7th, the Copelands welcome you to the Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. May 31st through June 2nd, join Kenneth Copeland Ministries at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Convention Center in Sacramento, California. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.
A group of people you can rely on.
Community is partnership.
Community is unity and trust.
A place to find friends.
A place to build relationships.
Community is developing together.
Hello, we're Gloria and Kelly Copeland. Join us on the Believer's Voice of Victory as we open our hearts to get to know our Savior Jesus in a deeper, more intimate way. We can know Jesus through the Word of God, through prayer, through worship. And as we look to Jesus and walk with God, we experience His goodness and unfailing love.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.